after we conclude the bracha of Birkas Kohanim, we continue to the final bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei, Sim Shalom. And the Gemara Megillah on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph tells us that just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu ends the Birkas Kohanim with Hamarech HaSemo Yisrael B'Shalom, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should grant us peace, we continue and we say Sim Shalom, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, may you give us peace. And we know that the best kli to be maxed bracha, to hold on to blessing, is that of Shalom. Gemara quotes in Tehillim Chavtes Yud Aleph that Hashem Yivarach Es Amo B'Shalom, that the greatest bracha Kodesh Baruch Hu could bless the Jewish people with and the world with is that of Shalom, that of peace. And so we say Sim Shalom. And we say Sim Shalom every morning during Shacharis and at Musaf, because every morning at Shacharis and at Musaf, we're also saying Birkas Kohanim, like the Ramah Paskins. And we're always able to do that because we know without question that the Kohanim have not had anything to drink, they're not eating or drinking anything before davening, and so they're of clear mind, and they're fully able to bless the Jewish people. And ideally, we would have the Kohanim bless us at Mincha time also, but we're a little concerned that maybe during lunchtime, especially in the olden days when people drank wine all the time, maybe the Kohanim are a little bit inebriated. And we don't want them to be blessing us if they're not a fully clear, sound mind and body. And so at Mincha time, we'll ordinarily say there's no Birkas Kohanim, they should not be blessing us. However, if it's a fast day, then Gesundheit, hey, the Kohanim should bless us. And so that's why, even though Ashkenazim ordinarily will say Shalom Rab, a different version of this final bracha of peace, during Mincha time, on a fast day, we'll say the Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, we'll say that Birkas Kohanim, and we'll say Sim Shalom. Because anytime there's that Birkas Kohanim, we're also going to say Sim Shalom. Now, if we live in Israel, we'll also say Shalom Rab. We're not going to say Shalom Rab at Mincha. Instead, we'll say Sim Shalom. But the Kohanim are obviously had something to drink on Shabbos. You're supposed to have Kiddush on Shabbos. And they're not doing Birkas Kohanim at Mincha time. So why are we saying Sim Shalom, at least in Israel, during Shabbos Mincha? That's because the Baruch of Sim Shalom also contains the beautiful words, Torah Skayim V'Avos Chesed. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have a living Torah. And what is the best representation of that living Torah? The Torah that we just read during Shabbos Mincha, just moments before. And so we throw in Torah Skayim we throw in Sim Shalom even during Shabbos Mincha if we're living in Israel. Now, if you're Daven Nusach Sfar and you follow the Nusach Ari, maybe you're Daven Chabad or Edut HaMizrach, the Arizal tells us that we should always be saying Shalom, Sim Shalom, and never say Shalom Rav. And if you're Nusach Sfar, maybe you're listening, if you're Edut HaMizrach, you're for sure going to listen, and Nusach Chabad, Nusach Ari, for sure, without question. And interestingly enough, Rav Soloveitchik actually did the same thing. Rav Soloveitchik, maybe based on his Chabad roots, also said Sim Shalom for all his tefillos and never said Shalom Rav. But for those of us who do say Shalom Rav, what happens if it's Mincha time and I say Sim Shalom instead of saying Shalom Rav? The Mishnah Berurah tells us not to worry. All you've done is add more bracha, more requests of blessing in your life. It's not a problem. If you said Shalom Rav in the morning during Shacharis when you should have said Sim Shalom, then if it's before the bracha, you should go back. But otherwise, don't worry about it. It's all good. Have a wonderful day, a blessed day, a peaceful day. Sim Shalom al Kulam. Bye-bye.